We used to go around playing football when we could at weekends. Most of the time we'd find a nice pub, if you could, to go in and have a pint, have a sing-song, have a laughing joke. Like at this time of the year, Christmas time was always the best to go around the pubs, because you could go in there, sing Christmas songs to them and sometimes carols, and you'd get a free pint for it if you were lucky. Yeah. Used to go into Woodman, which had a little band there, which was good. Pear Tree, we used to just sing there without the music. And the best pub I really liked going into was the Beehive, because it was so out in the country on its own. No massive houses around it or anything like that, and it was just fantastic. The atmosphere, the people seemed more refined then, as I would put it. You know, there weren't the workers from the factories and that, there were just the local farm people and that were around the area then. There was one old boy, I can't remember his name, but when we were singing, he went out of the pub and came back, and he sat down and he pulled his hand from behind his back, and he had a big saw in it, and he stuck it between his leg, and he started playing it, tapping it with his knuckles, playing the tune, and it was fantastic. Never seen it done before, never seen it done again. There was quite a few points on the counter for us. The social side of working here, it used to be when they used to have their own social centres in the phones, where you could go, and they had their own little clubhouse, and also they had their games room for the snooker, table tennis, and also if they had the teams like for cricket or football, you could have a bit of practice at football or cricket and just enjoy life. And they used to have some fantastic outings, coach outings down to the seaside and that. The best ones I remember was when I worked at Norton's. They used to get the coaches up, and they used to have about six coaches from Norton's, and they would pick everybody up, and you didn't have to pay for it. You got your tickets, you get on the coach, and you get from there to Stevenage to the Mecca Ballroom, and they used to have the dancing all night, and there was also a fantastic meal first, and it was just brilliant. The social side of things at Christmas and that was beautiful. Well, it was just the fact that you could go there and socialise with everybody. And like I say, there was coaches, or six coaches, and you didn't realise so many people come, but a lot of people were getting tickets given to them by people who didn't go, but who liked the dancing, and they would give them because they were free. And Norton's never minded, as long as the tickets were taken and they were used. And there was never any troubles, any problem. It was just fantastic. And what I used to like was you'd have about a quarter of an hour with the band playing live music. That would turn round, quarter of an hour of the disco playing good music, turn round again, then there was the band back again, and it was just non-stop all the time. It was just the enjoyable side of it. It was a social life. Murphy's were good, especially their sports days, because they had their sports days where Welland Rugby Club is, and they used to have the big marquees up and that, and everything was going. Everybody loved it because they had the big beer tent there. And it wasn't that people were drunkards, but they used to go in, they'd have a drink, and they'd enjoy themselves. People there that were the good people that could do the running and all that, doing their races and that, and it was fantastic. And they'd get people off the field and get them to take part in like a fun race or something like that. That was always round about the July time, when it was the good weather time. Yeah. And they never seemed to have a wet one, never. They were always lucky. The other good one was Hollyshill. They used to take over the Cherry Tree, and there was fantastic meals. You went in the actual restaurant at the back where Cherry Tree Restaurant used to be. You sat in there and had your meals, and then came out into the dance hall. It was when we were caught in it, and we got in there, we sat down at a table, and we were chatting with people, and we had our drinks there. The band started a waltz. I grabbed Wendy, we got up and started doing the waltz first. We went all round the floor about three times doing a waltz, and at the end of it, the chap gave us a spot prize because nobody joined. Then the next dance, everybody was up on the floor, and he says, "Oh, you're a bit too late now, the prize is gone." It was just fun, really. Everything was free, except you had to buy your drinks at the bar, but you never worried because you never went out to get drunk again. It was great fun.
They had a jazz club there on a Monday night.
There used to be the jazz club there on a Monday night.
I can't remember going there, I can.
Yeah. Would you go with friends?
Yes.
Where did you learn to dance?
Oh, it was at the Woodman Ballroom classes, upstairs above the long bar in the Woodman.
To help
I wanted to be a dance instructor, and I was helping them out. And when we had the people who couldn't get round that, and if they were, the instructors were too busy with others, I'd go out and show the others how to do it.
So how many people would go to your dance class?
There was about, I'd say 50 learning to dance. They used to do a Monday night and a Friday night. And the Friday night was for the older people. And I used to even go then, through the grapevine, that it was opening up again. So we went back. One of the instructors, Sybil, she was there, and she had some friends who could teach as well. So got back in with it. And I used to end up, there was a little, at the dance floor in the little corner, there was a little bar. And I used to go behind there and get the cups and saucers out and do tea and coffee ready for the interval. Because there was no alcohol allowed. But they used to have some lovely Christmas dances where you took your own alcohol, and it was just as good.
So no alcohol allowed, why was that?
Well, it was so that people wouldn't get too silly and daft when they were dancing. So it was just tea and coffee. So we used to get quite a lot of top dancers up there when they had their monthly dances to do demonstrations. There was one chap I knew, and he must have been about 6'2" or higher, and I looked a shrimp to him. And that was a Peter Eggleston, and he was a fantastic ballroom dancer. And we used to watch the Come Dancing when it used to be on earlier.
And
this Peter Eggleston was on there with his partner, and they go, "Oh, I've seen him." He used to sit and chat with them. And then we had one night when they were doing a presentation for the pupils. Sharon had got one of her medals. And Gordon had got a medal, hadn't he?
Yeah, he'd got the bronze, and she'd got the...
She's got the gold bar.
Yeah.
She even went higher than me, because I got gold up to gold medal, she's got gold bar, which is higher. And, so, of course, when they were getting it presented to them, they had Nick Faldo in to present it to them. And that was because he was coming up high in the golfing.
So when would this have been, the presentation of the gold bar?
They always done it on a weekend. It was on a Saturday evening, and they used to have a bit of a dance as well. Or the Sprung dancing floor, because again, it's when you're dancing, it stops you getting achy legs and tired feet, because the movement of it, you're not going onto a solid floor, which is good. In Wellingalton City, you used to have the Cherry Tree and Parkway Restaurant, as it was known as.
You'd go to the Parkway, would you?
Yeah. Well, that was when we were together, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Fine Fair used to have them up there.
Yeah, they did the. That's right, they're Christmas do's and things.
Christmas do's, Fine Fair done it, Polycell did it, because they had one up there.
They used to be a lot, done actually.
It. Ranks used to go up there. Thistle Football Club was a local team in Wellingarden. The boys formed it. They were sat, apparently, discussing what to call the club. As it happened, this chap was sitting there, one of them. He looked up as a lorry went by, and it had on it Thistle FC on the side. And he says, "That's a good name for us." And of course, I wasn't playing with them then. And of course, they says, "Oh, good idea." They all agreed to it. And they called them Cup Rochester, does that Thistle Football Club. They don't know what the lorry was or who Thistle FC was. And we beat Radlett 4-0. At the end of the season, they had a bit of a social at the end of it, to present the boys who was the player of the year and who'd won this for different things. And of course we were invited, and I got called up, and then they asked me to get Wendy, so I called up, and they gave me a nice little gift, gave Wendy a bouquet of flowers for letting me do it. And then of course I opened this gift, I gave it straight to Wendy, because it was a £40 gift voucher for boots. But we enjoyed it, because we could have the dance there. And it was sport has been a great social life for me as well. Goaded into becoming a Cub Scout leader, ended up having a Cub football team, which the season I had was when they had a gang show. And I was on stage with the rest of them at the campus. Had to sing a solo. Always remember, there was the musical director, his two sons were in the Cubs. Sharon, our daughter, was in the Brownies then, and they were sat there, down on the floor, and I'm standing by the mic, and they said, three of them together, "Daddy, what's the real meaning of Christmas?" So I says, "The real meaning of Christmas, I'll tell you. Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say." And it went from there, and I sang the whole song.
Christmas Eve, that was.
And that was the Right through the Christmas week up to Christmas Eve.
Instead of a pantomime, and right?
Because it was Christmas Eve, the show went on and then there was the presentations and that. And I think it must have been about 1 o'clock when we finally got home. The Welling Garden City Male Voice Choir. But I couldn't join them when I first moved into Welling Garden City because I was not a Welshman.
Dolies.
And their factory used to have brilliant parties for Christmas. They do either a circus, they do, you know, take you to a circus, and then they used to have another one where they do party food and cakes and stuff and games and that. Yeah, they used to do two events for the children.
And don't forget, they also used to take you away to the pantomimes.